Hey, what's good, NFL fans and fantasy goers? We're going to get the week one of the NFL kicked off right away with Red's Bolt predictions. Then we're going to go into my fantasy roster and where I made mistakes going into drafting, along with my matchup. And then obviously y'all can catch up with me on Instagram or on Twitter or on TikTok. And you can get all the teams in my fantasy. You can see my waiver wires, things of that nature. If you see a trade y'all think would be better for me to propose, I'm not opposed to it. This is your league just as much as it is mine. This is the NFL. All right. So week one of the NFL season, we got the Cowboys and the Buccaneers on Thursday. I'm going with the Buccaneers. I think that's a more obvious selection of the two teams. Now, the Cowboys, they do have an offense, you know, to be reckoned with if they can stay healthy. We know last year they were not entirely healthy the entire season. That's without a shadow of a doubt. But a healthy Cowboys team can transform what we saw last year into a much more dominant team. But I am going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady looks to still dominate the league, even at the high age that he is. I see what Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, getting as many catches and touchdowns as Brady's willing to throw. I just don't see the Buccaneers slowing down anytime soon. On Sunday, on our 1 o'clock schedules, we have the Seahawks and Colts, Jags and Texans, Eagles and Falcons, Steelers and Bills, Chargers, and then the football team, and Bengals and Vikings, Lions, Niners, Panthers and Jets, Titans and Cardinals, and that concludes the 1 o'clock game. So, the Seahawks game. Now, I did draft Mr. Russ himself. I got Mr. Wilson, and I hope he can hold up to a very strong Colts defense. They've been known to force turnovers any way possible. This Colts defense is one to be reckoned with. I see a lot of, I don't know, this is going to be one heck of a game. Prediction-wise, I'm going with the Colts over the Seahawks at home. So all you Seahawks fans, I'm sorry. I'm pulling out with the Colts by a slim margin. Jaguars and Texans. I think the head coach over there, Urban Meyer, God, is he a good coach when it came to the NCAA, but I think he was messing around too much earlier, before even preseason, you know, just everything leading up to the week one, you know, with having Tim Tebow come back and try out for the team as a tight end. We all saw how that worked out. I mean, he just can't catch the ball and he can't block for nothing. So he was wasting his time in areas where he definitely could have been trying to strengthen this team. So I'm going with the Texans over the Jags in this one. The Eagles and the Falcons. The Falcons, good God. If they can't pull out a win over the Eagles, if they choke this one again, I'll be biting my tongue. But I'm going to go with the Falcons. So we starting out with 4 home wins. The first time this year that I'm going to say the home team doesn't win, which I'll be saying it a lot more this year, so don't get your panties in a wad, people. Keep up with me. Chargers over the Washington football team. I think the Chargers have one heck of a good running game. They can run the ball. They got a pretty good pass game. I'm not putting it past anybody here to pull out with it, but if I'm gonna make my selection, I'm going with the Chargers and their offense to win this one. The next lineup we got is the Steelers and Bills. The Bills are one of the most explosive and fun teams to watch. Not the most. I would put that on Kansas. But one of the most explosive and fun teams to watch is definitely Buffalo. But with the Steelers' defense being what they are, Buffalo's going to have a fun time passing the ball around. They're going to have an incredible time trying to get the ball moving on the ground with the run game. The Steelers, I just don't know how much longer we can put hope in Mr. Big Ben. Those short dump passes are only going to last so long. For that reason, I'm going with the Buffalo Bills on a pretty large margin in this one. But again, I could be wrong. The 49ers and the Lions, goodness gracious, this Lions team needs some help. And they're working on it, and they're coming a lot closer than they've ever have been to having a strong team. I know that they've been all right in years previous, but I'm looking for a dominant Lions team against a dominant 49ers defense, and I don't see it from the Lions. I'm going with the 49ers. Sorry, Detroit fans. We're going with the 49ers. The Vikings and Bengals. Now, I haven't watched much or been doing a lot of research on the Bengals here recently, so I don't really know what kind of moves they've been making here in the preseason. So I don't have nothing intelligent really to say about them right now. But this Vikings team with Justin Jefferson, who's on my team, God help me if that was a bad pick, because they do have Adam Thielen, who is one of the best fantasy production wide receivers in the league, consistently, year in and year out. You can always expect double-digit points almost weekly from him, and yet I picked up Justin Jefferson. Last year, he did have several great games down the stretch, but with a healthy Adam Thielen and a strong passing game, I just see the Vikings looking more towards Adam Thielen than Justin Jefferson for the majority of the season. I just hope that isn't the case for my fantasy team. But nonetheless, I am going with the Vikings over the Bengals in this one. Jets and the Panthers. I really haven't done too much digging between both teams, but based off of last year's team and the lineups that I know that they have, Christian McCaffrey is a force to be reckoned with, and I see that this one being a Christian McCaffrey dominant game, and I'm going with the Carolina Panthers. You got the Titans and Cardinals. This one's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm calling it now. It's high-scoring. You got the Tennessee Titans, who made moves in the wide receiver department. You got the Cardinals, who's got Kyler Murray, one heck of a passer, and he's got weapons all across the field. This could be a game of who can throw the ball for the most amount of yards and get the most amount of touchdowns in the air. I'm going with the Cardinals over the Titans on this one. God, that's a hard pick, but yeah, I'm going with the Cardinals. The Browns and the Chiefs. Now, Browns fans, before I tell you I'm predicting the Chiefs, let me tell you, your team has exponentially grown to be a force to be reckoned with. Just 4 or 5 years ago, if someone were to tell me the Browns were going to be this good here in 2021, I might have laughed in their faces. I definitely did not see the Browns becoming the team they are in this time span. So, amen to what the Browns front office is doing. They are making all the right moves. I mean, they've got a good run game. They got decent, you know, offensive line. They got a strong defense. They got a quarterback whom they can trust for years to come. But you can't deny the Chiefs are by far one of a top three team in the entire NFL right now. For that reason, I'm taking the home team, Kansas City, in this one. Moving on to here, the end. We're looking at the Dolphins and Patriots. Now, I've never been a fan of the Patriots myself. That goes all the way back to when Brady was playing with them. And still, Bill Belichick is there. And I can't stand either of those two people. And they just released Cam Newton, if I'm not mistaken. So they are rocking with their Mac Jones. I got that right. But anyways, I'm not a fan of Tua, and I don't know what to expect right now from this rookie quarterback the Patriots are going with this year. So, with a lot of questions to be answered about the Patriots, I'm going to go with the Dolphins in this game. I see the Dolphins picking this one up. The Broncos and Giants. Now, I haven't done too much digging into the Giants. But this Broncos team seems to be making some moves, and I'm not sure it's the right ones for their team. And maybe I'll be proven wrong. But I just don't see the few adjustments they've made to work out the way that they are intending them to. But this Giants team, they need a little bit more help. But with a good home field advantage this year, I'm going with the Giants over the Broncos in week one. And then we're moving on to Sunday and Mondays. Last three games, I guess. We got the Packers and the Saints. This Saints team, after losing Mr. Drew Brees, they are in a quarterback troublesome area right now. Now, I know they have, unless I missed it, they still got Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill needs to pick a position, and the Saints need to accept him picking one. And then if they run Taysom Hill as quarterback, I mean, they lose him as a tight end. I mean, he was an incredible pass catcher, and I think he could definitely slip into the tight end, and then they'd have to work on that Mr. Jameis Winston interception city over there. But they're not really sitting in such a terrible position, and with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, we all know where that situation's going. Both of these teams are not sitting where they want to be week one, but they definitely have a clear route into the playoffs this year, I believe. But I'm going to go with the Packers over the Saints. And then here goes my team, Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Rams at 8:20 on Sunday. God help me if we can't figure a way to get Justin Fields onto the field before halfway through the season, because I don't see Andy Dalton being the answer to our prayers. I don't think he is who he was when he led his team to the Super Bowl. I'm not huge on this Andy Dalton move right now. But nonetheless, like I said, we do have Fields right there ready to go in, waiting for his name to be called. And we're all excited for that moment as Bears fans. But this Rams team, they got a top, I wouldn't say top 10 tight end, but they got a solid tight end. They got a decent receiving core. obviously we know that they got a quarterback that's going to find him. I mean, he's proven himself to find the receiver. Is it going to land in the receiver lap, though? That's the real question. And is the offensive line going to give him the time of day he needs to be able to put the ball where it needs to go? I'm still going to stick with my Bears on this one. And that's a shaky question right there. The Rams definitely, I think, have what it takes to overcome, you know, a Chicago team. You know, they're not the monsters of the Midway that we saw a couple years back where they just had that defense that was impenetrable. I mean, but I definitely see a strong defensive team here with Chicago. I see an offensive team who's got at least one weapon on our receiving core. We need to figure out how we're going to get a solid number two. And then with our running back situation, we're just below middle of the road here with our running back situation. But nonetheless, the Bears can pull it out. And so I'm going to go with the Bears on this one. The Ravens and Raiders. I'm not a huge Lamar Jackson fan. I know a lot of people will high draft him in their fantasy. I know a lot of people, you know, see this team as GOAT status, if you will. But I don't think that they've done what they could have done when Lamar was rookie year. Just looking at it, we got Robert Tonyan. They got pretty good receiving core. The Ravens have what it takes, but this Raiders team, they got it all around. They figured it out. They know their game plan. They know their plan of attack. And I think the Raiders are going to easily take this one over the Ravens in week one. So those are my predictions all through the first week of the NFL. So let's go through my fantasy selections. Let's go through what's left on the waiver wires. And then I'm going to leave it up to you guys to definitely go through my Instagram or my Twitter or my TikTok, all of which is Red on the NFL. You can find one, you can find them all. But I will definitely leave a link somewhere for you guys to be able to find everything you need to. Leave me suggestions. Leave me things you want to talk about. Any player you want to hear some news on, I can definitely get it to you. I might personalize it for you, or I might put it in the next show, depending on the urgency of the question. But I will try to get to everything the best I can. But let's go through my fantasy team, and then we're going to call it quits on this one. But like I said, you go through any of my socials, and you can find my fantasy team, everybody else in my league's fantasy team, and then that will be able to show you who's left to pick from off the waiver wire. But I will show you like a top 10 off the waiver wire as well. So starting week one for me, I got Russell Wilson from Seattle. Like I said, he's going up against Indianapolis, and I got Russell being able to throw the ball pretty well. I got Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler, Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, Robert Tonyan, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And then for my kicker and defense, I got the Bills kicker, Tyler Bass, and the Miami Dolphins defense. Coming off my bench, we are looking at Mr. Ryan Fitzmagic or Fitztragic, depending on which side of the ball you see him. Then I got a really crappy Javonte Williams. I don't see him picking the ball up for many fantasy points this year. That's just how I see it. Why I picked him up when I have Melvin Gordon, I don't even know the logic behind any of that. But I guess if Melvin Gordon goes out, Javonte Williams will be the workload running back for this team. But nonetheless, I do think I need to get rid of him. Terry McLaurin off the bench. Again, we got Darnell Mooney, Michael Pittman, and then we got Irv Smith, the tight end for Minnesota. So if there's anything you see on social media you want to question, or if you got a question at all, like I said, again, please hit me up, say something. Let's get a chat going. I'm thinking about opening up a Discord. Let me know what y'all think about that as well. But this is the fantasy team we're rocking with. Those are my week one predictions per basis on a team. So long. It's a red on the NFL. Can't wait to catch up with you guys on week two.